愿大家平安。
Peace be with everyone.
我们最近在读诗篇。
Recently, we are reading the book of Psalms.
诗篇大概有一半是大卫所写的。
Half of Psalms are written by David.
从诗篇里面，我们可以看到大卫的灵性。
From Psalms, we can see David's spirituality.
他跟神的关系，他对神的体验。
His relationship with God and his experience of God.
所以我们在读诗篇可以当作一面镜子，让我们来学习怎么亲近神，怎么跟神建立关系。
When we read Psalms, it can serve as a mirror as to how we can draw close to God and establish a relationship with Him.
那今天晚上我们看诗篇的十五篇。
Tonight we shall study Psalm 15.
诗篇的十五篇。
Psalm 15.
十五篇的第一节。
Psalm 15, verse 1. Lord, who may abide in your tabernacle? Who may dwell in your holy hill?
这个地方讲，神啊，谁能住在你的帐篷？谁能住在你的圣山？这个你啊，就是天上的神。
Here writes, Lord, who may abide in your tabernacle, who may dwell in your holy hill. So the your here refers to the God in heaven.
那你谁，这个谁就是指着我们地上的人。
And the who refers to us, the inhabitants of the earth.
那人能够住在神的帐篷里。这个表示人跟神的关系非常的亲近。
So a man can dwell in the tabernacle of God. This means that man has a close relationship with God.
比方说，我们现在这个世代如果我们愿意邀请一个人住在家里这个关系已经非常亲近了。
For example, today, if we're able to invite someone into our homes, means this person has a close relationship with us.
那如果人跟神关系非常的亲密，那我们对神的体验会很丰富，神的恩典会非常的活泼。
So if we have a close relationship with God, then our experience of with God it will be very abundant, and our experience of God and our faith will be very active.
那这里神的帐幕是什么？
So here, what is the tabernacle of God?
神叫摩西在旷野造会幕。
God told Moses to build the tent of meeting in the wilderness.
因为神要降临在会幕，跟以色列百姓同在。
Because God wants to descend on the tent of meeting and dwell among the people.
所以神住在天上，神也住在会幕里面。
Therefore, God lives in heaven, and at the same time, He also dwells within the tent of meeting.
那个会幕今天就是教会。
And the tent of meeting is compared to the church today.
所以教会不只是一群人教会是神的殿。
So the church is not only made up of a group of people, but it is the temple of God.
那这个殿是充满万有者所充满的。
And this temple fills all in all.
也就是教会，神的殿是神所充满的。
So the church, the temple of God, is a place that is filled with God.
但是如果我们看这个教会里面每一个人对神的体验都不一样。
But if we look at the church, everyone has a different experience with God.
有的人对神体验很深，很活泼，但是有的人对神的体验就是很普通。
So some people has deep and active experiences with God, while some just have very normal.
那关键在哪里？
So where is the difference?
我们敬拜同一个神。
We all worship the same God.
相信同一个耶稣。
We believe in the one Jesus.
读同一本圣经。
And we read the same Bible.
属于同一个教会。
And we belong to the same church.
那为什么每个人对神的体验不一样？
Why then each and every one of us have different experiences of God?
就是在第一节这里问的问题，我们的答案就是为什么我们跟神的关系能够很深入。
So the question in verse 1 will give us the answer, will tell us how we can have a deeper relationship with God.
好，那下面第二个就是说，谁能住在你的圣山？
The first question. So the second question is, who may dwell in your holy hill?
锡安山又叫做神的圣山。
Mount Zion is also called the holy hill of God.
因为在这里有神的殿。
Because there is the temple of God.
所以这里讲神的圣山也是指的教会。
So here, the holy hill also refers to the church.
所以当一个很普通的人能够住在神的帐幕，能够住在神的圣山，这个本质呢，就是一个非常大的恩典。
So if a common person can live in the hill of God or the tabernacle of God, then this is very special.
因为至高的神、圣洁的神能够让我们亲近他，哇，这个是一个很大的恩典。
Because for the Almighty God allow us to draw near to Him, this is a great grace.
那我们要亲近神哦，当然我们受洗以后，我们的身份已经是神的儿女了。
So after we're baptized, we become the children of God.
但是怎么在生活中真的觉得神跟我们很靠近？
So how can we feel God very close to us in our daily lives?
那如果我们从第二节一直念到第五节。
And if we continue reading from verses 2 to 5,
这个主要的关系在于我们的生活。
And the main crux lies with our lifestyle.
因为一生的果效是从心发出来的。
Because the source of life comes from our heart.
Yeah. 所以我们的生活就是代表我们的心呢。
So our lives, our lifestyle represents our hearts.
心是看不见的，但是生活是看得见。
So we cannot see our hearts, but we can see our lifestyle.
所以不同的人他有不同的生活，代表每个人的心不一样。
So different people have different lifestyles. So this means we all have different hearts.
所以这个从第二节开始就在讲我们的生活的表现，这个代表我们跟神的关系。
So starting from verse 2, it tells us that how we live our lives would reflect our relationship with God.
有没有可能我们跟神很亲近，但是从第二节到第五节我们都做不到，不太可能。
So is it possible that we are very close to God, but yet we're not able to practice verses 2 to 5? I don't think that's possible.
但是倒过来讲如果第二节跟第五节我们都能够做得到，这个就是代表我们的心跟神非常的亲近。
On the other hand, if we're able to practice what is written from verses 2 to 5, then it means we have a close relationship with God.
所以有时候我们要想神看不见，到底我跟神的关系多好。
So sometimes we would ask ourselves, God is invisible, how do I determine how close am I with God?
就看我们自己的生活。
Then you can look at your lifestyle.
好，我们现在看第二节。
Now let's look at verse 2.
要住在神的帐篷里面必须是行为正直，做事公义。
So to abide in God's tabernacle, we have to walk uprightly and work righteousness.
还有心里说实话。
And to speak the truth in his heart.
所以真的跟神很亲近的人在生活中就可以看到他很正直，他很公义，他不会说谎。
So if a person is truly close to God, then he will be upright, righteous, and will not lie.
我们现在看列王记上。
Now let's turn to First Kings.
列王记上的第三章。
First Kings, chapter 3.
列王记上第三章的第六节。
First Kings chapter 3 verse 6. First Kings chapter 3 verse 6. And Solomon said, "You have shown great mercy to your servant David, my father, because he walked before you in truth, in righteousness, and in uprightness of heart with you. You have continued this great kindness for him, and you have given him a son to sit on his throne as it is this day."
这里所罗门接续他的父亲大卫做王。
Here Solomon continued his father's reign as king.
那神向他显现。
And God appeared to him.
就是说你要求什么我要给你。
And God told him, "Ask whatever you want and I will grant you."
那从第六节是所罗门在观察他的父亲的一个结论。
And verse 6 is a conclusion that Solomon got upon observing his father.
所以为什么所罗门没有求长寿，没有求智慧？
So why is it that Solomon did not
没有求长寿，没有求财富呢？
Why is it that Solomon did not ask for longevity and wealth?
因为他父亲的榜样让他印象很深。
Because the example left behind by his father left a deep impression on him.
所以我们看第六节。
So we see in verse 6.
你的仆人，我父亲大卫，用诚实、公义、正直的心行在你面前。
Your servant David, my father, walked before you in truth, in righteousness, and in uprightness of heart.
所以大卫说，我的父亲用诚实、公义、正直行在你面前。
So Solomon said that my father walked before you in truth, righteousness, and uprightness.
我们自己的家人其实我们最了解。
So we all are the most familiar with our own family members.
所以这个小孩子一直看他父亲一直到大卫离世为止，他的结论就是这样。
So from a child, starting as a child, he kept observing his dad until he passed away.
诚实、公义、正直。
Upright, righteous, and walk truthful, righteous and upright.
那所罗门也看到神给大卫的赏赐。
And Solomon could also see the blessings of God upon David.
你就向他大显恩典，又为他存留大恩，是一个儿子坐在他的位上，正如今日一样。
So you have shown great mercy and have and continued this great kindness and have given him a son to sit on his throne.
所以大卫他看到他的所罗门看到他爸爸公义、正直、诚实，结果呢，神就施恩给他。
So David, Solomon saw that his father was truthful, righteous, and upright. Therefore, God blessed him.
所以有时候我们的生活会给我们的下一代留下一个榜样。
So sometimes, how we live our lives can be an example to our next generation.
我们愿意不愿意，我们的下一代很愿意来亲近神，来敬拜神呢？
Are we willing for our next generation to draw close to God and to worship God?
如果他看我们的生活有神的恩典。
If they see that our lives have the grace and blessings of God,
他也很羡慕我也跟我爸爸一样，我能够过一个蒙神祝福的生活。
Then he will admire your life and say, "I'd like to be like my father, to be blessed by God."
然后他会在想，为什么我爸爸可以得到神这么多恩典？
Then he will continue to think deeper as to why my father is able to be blessed by God.
诚实、公义、正直。
He is truthful, righteous, and upright.
这是什么？这就是神的本性。
What are these? These are the nature or divine nature of God.
神是真实的，在他里面没有虚假。
God is a true, and there's no deceit or falsehood in him.
神是公义的，在他里面没有不义，没有罪。
God is righteous. In him, there's no unrighteousness and there's no sin.
神是正直的。
God is upright.
所以我们回到诗篇的十五篇。
So now let's come back to Psalm 15.
诗篇的十五篇这个、第二节就是能够跟神 住在一起的就是正直做事公义心里说实话。
So verse 2 tells us that those that who can abide in God, abide with God, they are the upright, the righteous, and the truthful.
因此圣经里面在讲大卫是合神心意的人。
Therefore, the Bible writes that David is a man after God's heart.
他一生想要做神认为对的事情。
In his entire life, he wants to do what everything that God regards as righteous.
那神认为对是什么？
Or God regards as right. So what are the things that God regards as right?
这里讲，行为正直，做事公义，心里说实话。
And it is what is written here, which is to walk uprightly, work righteousness, and speak the truth.
那在小先知书里面呢？
And in the minor, in the books of the minor prophet,
神非常的感叹以色列百姓的信仰一直在退步。
God was very sad that the faith of the Israelites just kept going downhill.
对，退步到最后只剩下守节跟献祭。
And their faith backslided to the point that towards the end they only kept the feast and the law and the
献祭 over sacrifice.
Yeah. So they only kept the feast and the sacrifice.
那他们有七大节期，五大献祭。
So they have seven great feasts and five sacrifices.
所以他们就觉得我只要守节，我只要献祭，我差不多了，不错了。
So they think to themselves that I just have to keep the feast and the sacrifices, then I'm good enough.
以现在来讲大概是安息日我都有去献祭我都也有奉献十一捐我差不多了，不错。
So compared to our life today, we may say that okay, I keep the Sabbath, that's good enough, and I offer tithes, so that's good enough. I'm a good enough Christian.
但是神所要的是什么？
But what does God require of us?
要他们公义要公平。
God would like them to be just and fair.
这个是神所要的。
And this is what God looks for.
因此我们看这个世界如果我们用神的标准来看
So if we look at this world using the standard of God,
是弯曲悖逆的世代。
It is a crooked and perverse generation.
是一个不义的世代。
It is a generation of unrighteousness.
是一个很虚谎的世代。
It is a generation full of falsehood.
所以我们处在这个世代要来拜独一的真神我们需要有一个很大的改变。
So living in this generation, and if we want to worship the one true God, we need to have this great change in our lives.
那这样我们跟神的关系才会越来越亲近。
Only doing so can we have a closer relationship with God.
那我们现在再来看第三节。
Now let's look at verse 3.
请读。
Verse 3, he who does not backbite with his tongue, nor does evil to his neighbor, nor does he take up a reproach against his friend.
这个第三节讲就是怎么对待我们周围的人。
Verse 3 teaches us how to treat the people around us.
那第一个就讲不以舌头毁谤人。
So the first point here says, does not backbite with his tongue.
这个舌头毁谤人就是透过我们的话语来传扬别人的负面。
So to backbite means using our words, we spread negative things about others.
也就是说，通过我们的话语以后，让别人对另外一个人有负面的印象。
In other words, through our words, through the spreading of our words, we give others a bad impression of someone.
这个应该就是毁谤了。
So this is what it means to backbite or to slander.
哦，当然啊，我们所爱的哦，我们不会在人面前呢、啊、讲他们的负面。
Of course, for the people that we love, we will never backbite or slander behind their backs.
我们对所爱的人，我们都是遮盖他的缺点。
To those whom we love, we tend to try means and ways to cover up their weakness.
哦，但是当我们用舌头来传扬别人的负面呢，这个就是缺乏爱。
But when we use our tongue, to spread the weakness of others, then it shows our lack of love.
啊，神不计算我们的恶，爱是不计算人的恶。
Love is not to account the wrong of others.
哦，当然，爱是不喜欢不义。
And love also does not love unrighteousness.
啊，如果不计算人的恶，我们也不会去传扬别人的恶。
So if we do not count the evil of others, means we will also not spread the weakness of others.
好，然后在第三节的下半句哈，他也不随火毁谤邻里。
The second sentence says, "Nor does evil to his neighbor."
啊，也就是说哈，我们自己有自己的啊，面对我们周围的人，我们自己有自己的判断。
In other words, we make our own judgments when we mingle with others.
啊，比方说，圣经在描写这个亚利马太的约瑟。说他是一个义人。
For example, when the Bible describes Joseph of Arimathea, it describes Joseph as a righteous man.
哦，因为众人所谋的，他没有服从。众人在计划的，哦，要把主耶稣钉十字架，哦，他没有附和。
It's because when the multitude wanted to crucify the Lord Jesus, he did not approve.
哦。所以他暗中做主耶稣的门徒。
And he secretly became the disciple of the Lord Jesus.
因此我们在看别人在谈论另外一个人的负面缺点的时候，我们本身需要有一个自己的判断力。
So when we hear others talk negatively about someone, we ourselves should have a sound judgment.
所以这个毁谤人跟毁谤邻舍啊，这个会使人跟人的关系很快的疏远。
So to backbite with his tongue and to do evil to his neighbor, would very quickly distance ourselves with others.
所以真的很多人际之间的关系都是因为话语造成的。
And it's very true that a lot of interrelationship problems is due to the words that we say.
如果透过我们的话语能够让人和好，那就是最好的。
And if we can bring people in harmony through our words, that is the best.
因为圣经里面讲主耶稣他是和平的君。
The Bible says that Jesus is the Prince of Peace.
但是因为我们的话语让人跟人之间的心理距离拉长，那我们可能就是跟神差得很远。我们跟神的关系大概就很疏远了。
Okay. So if we make the relationship of others very distant, then it also shows that our relationship with God is very distant.
所以上头的智慧在雅各书里面是带给人和平。
So in the book of James, the wisdom from above would bring a peace to man.
但是地上的智慧是带给人纷争。
But the earthly wisdom brings a dissension.
好，那我们回到第二节哈。第三节
哈。Now let's come back to verse 3.
他不恶待朋友。
He does not take up a reproach against his friend.
也就是说他对自己的朋友是以恩慈来对待他。
In other words, he is he used gracious words to treat his friends.
好，那我们现在看第四节。
Now let's read verse 4. Verse 4. In whose eyes a vile person is despised, but he honors those who fear the Lord. He who swears to his own hurt and does not change.
这个第四节讲哈、啊，他眼中藐视匪类啊，却尊重那敬畏神的人。啊，那这个什么意思？
So, in whose eyes a vile person is despised, but he honors those who fear the Lord. What does this mean?
这个匪类就是作恶的人。
So a vile person is someone who does wicked things.
我们现在看罗马书的一节圣经节啊，罗马书十二章。
Now let's turn to a verse in the book of Romans, chapter 12.
好，罗马书的十二章。
Romans chapter 12.
第八节
，verse 8
等一下，第九节。
Sorry, verse 9. Let love be without hypocrisy. Abhor what is evil. Cling to what is good.
这里讲啊，恶要厌恶，善要亲近。
So here says, abhor what is evil. Cling to what is good.
啊，恶要厌恶，这就是神的公义。
So to abhor evil is the righteousness of God.
那善要亲近啊，这个也是神的本性。
And to cling to what is good, this is the nature of God.
因为一切美善的都是从神来的。
Because everything good comes from God.
所以我们活在这个世界啊，有时候我们要非常谨慎，我们对事情的看法都是站在真理的立场。
So when we live in this world, we have to be very, very watchful. Every judgment that we make, it has to be from the standpoint of the truth.
因此在社会上有政治的潮流、党派思想啊，不要掉到里面去。
Therefore, in this world, there is political values as well as the ideologies of the different parties. So let us not fall into this trap.
掉到里面我们就看不清楚，没有办法判断。
And as soon as we fall into this trap, then we will not see things clearly and cannot make good judgment.
所以这个地方讲啊，眼中藐视匪类，尊重敬畏神的人。
So here says, whose eyes a vile person is despised, but he honors those who fear the Lord.
因为尊重敬畏神的人就是尊重神。
Because if he honors those who fear the Lord, means he honors God.
我在当传道的过程当中啊，在教会里面有时候也会看到人真的是不怕神。
So in my ministry as a preacher, I've actually seen some people who really do not fear God.
但是我现在想起来哦，我当初应该是很直接的告诉他，你这样是不对的。
And thinking back, I should perhaps have told him directly that what you're doing is not right.
但是有时候因为人情，有时候因为不好意思，没有讲。
But sometimes because of emotional attachment and not to be awkward, so I don't say anything.
后来看到这些信徒啊，没有尊重那个敬畏神的人。
And afterwards, I see that some members lack this attitude of honoring God.
结果都不是不好。
And their end are usually not good.
所以我当初在想，如果当初我能够很真实的告诉他，可能他就不会生活会不一样。
And then I reflected and I thought perhaps if I had talked to him in the past, then perhaps the result would be different.
所以神所要的是我们尊重那敬畏神的人。
So what God wants from us is to honor those who fear the Lord.
因此有时候我们要看到一个人如果他的很敬畏神会有一些表现。
So sometimes when we see someone who fears the Lord, they will naturally have this manifestation.
他会很在意我的讲法做法是不是神喜欢
？And he would be very concerned as to whether what I say and what I do would please God.
会超过他自己想要做什么
？And he would do beyond what he himself wants to do.
所以敬畏神的人呢，总是有一点节制，会自己控制。
So those who fear the Lord, they will have some form of self-control.
为什么
？Why？
因为他前面有一个神。
Because in front of him, there is God.
所以他唯恐得罪神呢，步步谨慎。
So because he fears to offend God, therefore he's very careful with his footsteps.
那这个这样的人哦，我们就值得去尊敬他。
And such kind of people is worthy of our respect and honor.
所以一个敬畏神的人，只要我们把神的旨意讲得很清楚虽然他听了不喜欢，到最后他会顺服。
So a person who fears God, and if we tell them clearly the will of God, and although in the beginning they cannot accept it, but ultimately they will submit.
那我们就知道他是很敬畏神的。
And then we will know that he is someone who truly fears God.
但是一定要讲到人喜欢听的我们才能够接受这个就不一定是敬畏神。
But if we are someone who can only accept teachings that we like, then we may not necessarily be a truly a God-fearing person.
所以我们可以看到一个人敬畏神神在他心中的分量非常的重。
So we see that if a person truly fears God, then a God would place a heavy priority in his life.
那我们尊重这样的人就是尊重神。
And if we honor such people, we are likened to honoring God.
好，我们看第四节的下半句。
Let's read the latter half of verse 4.
他发了誓，虽然自己吃亏，也不更改。
He who swears to his own hurt and does not change.
这个就是信使。
So this means that he is faithful.
我们知道圣灵所结的果子里面有一点就是信使。
So we know that in one of the characteristics of the fruit of the Holy Spirit is faithfulness.
如果我们讲的话，我们都能够遵照我们讲的话去做。
So if we can do according to what we say,
那我们就是一个很有信用的人。
Then we are someone who is faithful or keeps his word.
那神就是信实的，所以我们就可以跟神很亲近。
And God is faithful, therefore we can then become very close to God.
因为我们把神的信实在我们生活中把它反映出来。
Because we have reflected the faithfulness of God in our daily lives.
这是敬畏神的表现，这是要跟神同住的一个很重要的表现。
And this is a very important manifestation of someone who wants to dwell with God.
好，我们再看第五节。
Now let's read verse 5.
第五节他不放在取利，也不受贿赂，以害无辜。
Verse 5. He who does not put out his money at usury, nor does he take a bribe against the innocent.
那什么叫做不放在取利？
So what does it mean to not put out his money at usury?
我们现在看出埃及记二十二章。
Now let's look at Exodus chapter 22.
出埃及记的二十二章。
Exodus chapter 22.
二十五节。
Verse 25.
请。
Verse 25. If you lend money to any of my people who are poor among you, you shall not be like a money lender to him.You shall not charge him interest.
所以这个二十二章二十五节特别讲我民中有贫穷人跟你住在一起，那你如果借钱给他，不可以放利，不可以取利息。
So chapter 22 verse 25 especially mentions that if you lend money to anyone, you shall not charge them interest.
为什么
？Why？
因为这就是爱心。
Because this would show your love.
他是穷人，所以他可能生活有困难，所以他要借钱。那如果我们愿意借他，就不要取利息。
So, he is poor and he is facing difficulty in life. So, if you want to help him, then do not charge him interest.
怜悯贫穷的，就是借给神啊。圣经是这样讲。
The Bible says that if you pity the poor, then you are. Actually lending to God.
所以神会偿还呢。
And God will repay you.
但是呢，如果借钱做生意，那是另外一回事。
But if you lend someone money for business investment, then that's a different matter.
所以借钱不要取利，特别是指着穷人为着生活需要。
So when you lend money without interest, that's only specific to a poor person who needs it for his livelihood.
因为神是施怜悯的神。
Because God is a merciful God.
圣经里面说，有福音要传给贫穷的人。
The Bible says that the gospel would go to the poor.
当然这贫穷啊，有两个解释。
Of course, this poor refers, there's two explanations.
一个是心灵的贫穷。
First is to be poor in spirit.
但是人在物质上贫穷，常常心灵上比较容易谦卑。
But if a person is materially poor, then it's easier for him to be humble in the spirit.
所以主耶稣在世界上对这个穷乏的人他有特别的怜悯。
Therefore, the Lord Jesus is especially merciful to the poor in the world.
所以在这个地方讲不放在取利。
So here says that. You shall not charge interest.
好，我们再看诗篇的十五篇。
Now let's come back to Psalm 15.
诗篇的十五篇。
Psalm 15.
二十三十五篇的第五节。
Psalm 15 verse 5.
不受贿赂以害无辜。
Nor does he take a bribe against the innocent.
那为什么贿赂是不好的？
Why is it that bribery is bad?
我们看出埃及记二十三章。
Please turn to Exodus chapter 23.
出埃及记的二十三章。
Exodus 23.
第八节。
Verse 8. And you shall take no bribe, for a bribe blinds the discerning and perverts the words of the righteous.
这个地方讲不可受贿赂，贿赂能够叫明眼变瞎，又能颠倒义人的话。所以一旦收贿赂有一个得到好处我们对事情的判断就没有办法很正确。
So as soon as we receive a bribe and we receive some benefit, then we will not be able to discern between right and wrong.
当然不要受贿赂在另外一方面讲也不要贿赂别人。
So when it tells us not to take bribe, it means that we also should not give bribes.
所以一个信主以后的人如果再继续用贿赂在做生意在社会上在打关系这个跟圣经的教训是不一样的。
So after we believe in Christ, we should not give bribes in our business dealings or our network with others.
但是要改变这样的一种方式存活的方式，有时候在社会上非常困难。
But to change the way we deal we deal with society, it's not easy.
但是圣经讲得很清楚如果一个人住在神的圣山他不接受贿赂。
But the Bible says very clearly that if one would like to dwell in the holy hill of God, then he cannot accept bribes.
好，我们回来看诗篇十五篇。
Now let's come back to Psalm 15.
第五节。
Verse 5.
行这样事的人必永不动摇。
He who does these things shall never be moved.
为什么永不动摇？
Why never be moved?
因为他住在神的圣山，因为他居住在神的帐幕里面。
It's because he dwells in the holy hill and the tabernacle of God.
神与他同在。
And God abides with him.
那神与他同在，他还会动摇？不会动摇。
And if God abides with him, of course he will never move.
所以我们追求神的同在，不只说要有信心。
So therefore, if we want to pursue the abidance of God, it not only requires faith,
就是在生活要有改变。
It also requires us to have a change in the way we live.
那这个生活的改变就从内心的最深处用神的话来塑造我们的观念跟想法。
So to change our lifestyle, it has to start from the deepest of our hearts to change and mold the way we think and the way we
那我们这样一直在生活一直改变，我们跟神的关系就越来越亲近。
And doing so, our lifestyles keep changing, renewing, and then we become closer to God.
所以有的时候我们看到有的人求圣灵就好久都求不到。
Sometimes we see that some people pray for a long time for the Holy Spirit.
也有可能神的时候还没有到。
And perhaps it could be due that God's time is not here yet.
但是更有可能生活要有哪个地方要改变。
But there's a greater likelihood that a certain aspect of that person's life has to change.
因为真理跟圣灵是连在一起的。
Because the truth and the Holy Spirit are connected.
如果我们的生活越来越跟真理一样，我们离开得圣灵的时间就越来越近。
So if our lifestyle is closer and closer to the truth, then our time in receiving the Holy Spirit is getting closer.
所以除了跪下去祷告，要有信心，要有专心之外，生活要一直在进步。
So other than when we pray, we need to focus and to have faith. We also need to keep improving in the way we live.
我们也看过这个慕道朋友烟一丢掉，祷告跪下来就得圣灵。
We have a witness how truth seekers when they throw away their pack of cigarettes and when they kneel down, they receive the Holy Spirit.
所以求圣灵跟我们的生活有关系。
Therefore, praying for the Holy Spirit is related to our lifestyle.
我们这样做就有恩典，就永不动摇。
And if we do so, then we shall have grace and we will not be moved.
我们唱诗。
Now let's sing hymn.